the flood and through the fire, Jesus rescues me.
Praise Him in this house today. Aren't you glad He rescued you? I can say, as David said, out of the miry clay of that pit he was in, Jesus reached down this morning and picked us up. Amen. Oh, it's a wonderful thing to know He's on our side. Amen. Though the mountain's high, the river's wide, the valley seems like you're never going to get out of it. Amen. He always makes a way. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank God. We're here to worship Him today. Amen. Here to honor the Lord. Amen. This is His day as well as your pastor's day. We're so thankful for the privilege to be here. I count it such an honor. Amen. The Meyer family, Pastor Myers and his family, we do count each other great friends. We don't get to see each other that often, but when we do, it's great fellowship, and we appreciate him being as faithful as he has been to the ministry. Man, I want to read one verse of Scripture concerning him this morning before we get into the text of the message today. Paul wrote something over in the book of 1 Timothy that kind of stuck out to me in verse number 12 of chapter number 1. Paul wrote these words. He says, "And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry." And I'm telling you something, I know this brother and his family has been faithful. Amen. God, I believe, counted him faithful to put him here. Amen. To put him in every place he's been in ministry. God's seen a faithful man that loved people, that loved ministry. And God said, "I'm going to put him in the ministry because he's been faithful." And we love you, brother and sister Myers and family this morning. Thank you for this opportunity to be here today. Amen. I don't know how long it's been ago when we first met, but only God knows. It's been years back. But anyhow, when we first got acquainted, but we've been great friends since then, and thank the Lord for that fellowship and the friendship there that God has provided for us in the ministry. So many times you get on an island, Brother Richardson, you feel like you're the only one on that island, but you're not the only one there. There's a lot of folks there with you. Amen. And you just need to come across them and have an understanding that they know just exactly what you're going through on that island they're on. Amen. Praise the Lord. We oftentimes get caught up in our little world and forget about other people's world. Amen. Thank God for the ministry and those that are faithful to the call of God. Amen. I know Brother Myers has been just that in all the outreach ministries that he's been involved in for the last several years, all the time he was in Accoy and other places as he's preached on the street, done a lot of outreach ministry. His love is for people. I can guarantee you that. He loves people. He loves souls of men and women. And that's the key factor. If a man doesn't love people, he has no right to be in a pulpit. But I believe this man, his wife, and his family loves people and loves to reach out to them. And we're so glad to be a part of this appreciation today. The book of Acts chapter number 27 this morning. You're probably going to look at me very quickly and say, "Where in the world is he going to go this morning on Pastor Appreciation Day with a text like this?" But if you'll just follow along with us, I believe we'll be led by the Spirit of God, and God will have his complete way here this morning. Amen. I'm just one that I try to be sensitive to the Spirit of God. I know you've got a title today, Pastor Appreciation Day, and I may stay on that and I may get off of it. Who knows? But I just feel like the Lord will help us a while today in the book of Acts chapter number 27. We're going to begin reading in verse number 9 of Acts 27. We'll start right there in verse number 9. If you have it, say amen. Amen. "Now when much time was spent and when sailing was now dangerous, because the fast was now already past, Paul admonished them and said unto them, 'Sirs, I perceive that this voyage will be with hurt and much damage, not only of the lading in ship, but also of our lives. Nevertheless, the centurion believed the master and the owner of the ship more than those things which were spoken by Paul. And because the haven was not commodious to winter in, the more part advised to depart thence also, if by any means they might attain to Phoenice, and there to Winder, which is an haven of Crete, and lie toward the southwest and northwest. And when the south wind blew softly, supposing that they had obtained their purpose, loosing thence, they sailed close by Crete. We know how the Euroclydon came. The storm, we want to just move on down in Scripture and pick up in verse number 19. And the third day we cast out with our own hands the tackling of the ship. And when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, and no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. But after long abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, Sirs, ye should have hearkened unto me, and not have loosed from Crete, and to have gained this harm and loss. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am, and whom I serve, saying, Fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar, and lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God, that it shall be even as it was told me, howbeit we must be cast upon a certain island. And then we know, according to the word of God, 14th night, the fast is going to be over, they're going to eat. And the word of God went forth by Paul again, telling them, nobody jumps ship, everybody stay on board. As long as everybody's on board, everybody's going to be all right. Let us stop right there and believe God this morning. Father, we thank you, we praise you for such a privilege and opportunity, dear God, to be before this congregation in this sacred desk today to deliver the word of God. We ask you again that you might anoint the message and your messenger this morning. Give us the right words, God. Give us the wisdom this morning and the understanding. Oh, God, give us a heart for you. Let the word accomplish and go forth this morning what you see fit to do among this congregation. And we'll thank you and we'll praise you in the lovely name of Jesus Christ, we pray. And his people say amen and amen. God bless you while you're being seated. I want to simply preach on a thought this morning, and if I had to title this message, I just simply want to preach on the man of God. The man of God. We find Paul was such a man. And as we're here gathered today to appreciate the man of God of this house, and his faithfulness to this congregation and this community and surrounding areas of all that he has done, the things that he has done physically, we don't overlook anything such as that. But the main purpose of the man of God to be in the house of God is to lead the people to God, to lead a congregation, a community to the cross, to lead them by the way of the cross. And I believe your pastor will do just that. And I believe he has done that. And I believe he'll continue to do that in order to be counted faithful and brought into the ministry. There must be a man of God, a man that's in faith, a man that knows God through prayer, a man that understands the word of God with sincerity of heart, doesn't take anything out of order, but stays in the word of God. And as we look in the word this morning, in the scripture, Paul, in this ship heading toward Rome, we understand this morning the words that were spoken by Paul, the instruction that was given. God always gives the man of God instruction, whether we see it or not, whether we're on board with it right away or not. He always puts a vision in the man of God's heart. Always puts a mission and a goal to accomplish that goal. We'll begin this journey this morning. Paul steps out on that ship. They've sailed for several days, different places, and they've launched out again. But this time Paul admonished them, and he said unto them, this was now dangerous. He said unto them, Sirs, I perceive that this voyage will be with hurt and much damage, not only to the lading and ship, but also of our lives. That man of God giving wise counsel unto those around him. I believe everywhere Paul went, God gave Paul a congregation. Whether he was starting a church in Galatia or going to Rome, God always placed somebody in his path that he could give wise counsel and wise instruction. instruction unto. And he's saying unto them, being the man of God, he perceived, this is not going to be good for you. It's not going to be good for the ship. And oftentimes, no doubt, God speaks to the pastor and tells him, gives wise counsel not to do this or do something else. But it's the responsibility of the church to jump on board that pastor. Even because the counsel came not from him, but it came from God Almighty. And we have an understanding this morning. Even when God gives wise counsel to the man of God, he's to lead and instruct the people in the right direction. Amen. I believe this pastor would never cause any harm to come to any of you this morning. I believe he'd stand by you. I believe he'd guard the ship of Zion. I believe he'd stand tall and stand strong because of the wise counsel that was given by Almighty God. But it's up to the congregation, amen, that gets behind and presses forward and says, you know what, amen, we may not always agree with what he may say, but we know the counsel that's been coming forth has come by God through the man of God, and by instruction, we're going to press on, we're going to reach on, but accomplish great things for God. Understanding this morning, amen, that God has put him on the ship. Amen. God's got a purpose for you, Brother Myers, right here in Grace. He's got a purpose for this congregation right here. And as you've interlocked together and bound together, amen, I believe God is going to bring about a move of His Spirit in this hour we're approaching. Amen. Believing God to the man of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, Paul with wise counsel steps up to them. Amen. But you always have somebody, amen, that's going to say, no, we're going to do it this way. Or no, we're going to do it that way. Well, when that happens, when you come against the counsel of God, destruction will come. Danger will approach. The warning sounds have been sounded and blasted in this hour. Amen. Understand the word that Paul gave unto them, even after he said unto them, sirs, I perceive that this voyage will be with hurt and much damage. Can you imagine the words? Can you put it in your mind? The very things as possible that will happen if we refuse to take heed to the man of God's words. Amen. He said unto them, hurt and damage. Oh, but he said not only to the lading in the ship, but also to the lives of the people that are there. Let me tell you, there's a world around us, amen, as well as you already know, dying and on their way to hell. But I'm here to tell you, there is a ship that's met many battered storms, that's come against many dangerous things, but there's been a God in heaven that's put a man on board and said, you know, the chief captain is Jesus, the under shepherd is the man of God. And understand today, when we jump on board, we have an understanding that God, no matter how dangerous the storm is, no matter how far we may go in this race, and it seems like we're about to go under, there's always somebody that's in tune, and it's the man of God and his wife that stayed in prayer and believed God to show up in a midnight hour. Amen. For you and your family. Amen. When it seemed like nobody else around you cared, the man of God and his family has cared and believed God on your part. Hallelujah. Amen. And so Paul, admonishing them in this present verse of scripture, but the owner of the ship, amen, the centurion said, you know, we're not going to listen to the words spoken by Paul, amen, but we're going to sail on. Paul's another prisoner like the rest of them, but Paul was a man of God, amen. It makes a difference, amen. You can have a pastor, but it makes a difference when you have a man of God. A man of God's here for you, here for this community, not what
I can get out of you. He never dictate you, but to lead you by the wise counsel that's given by Almighty God. Hallelujah. Praise His holy name. And so we see Paul, amen, shoved aside. The wise counsel not received. Amen. They're selling on. Amen. And all of a sudden, Eurocodon shows up. Even this great storm passes by. Everybody here been saved in and out of time. You could probably testify of a storm you've been involved in. Amen. That God brought you through. Amen. Traumas that's taken place in your life. Maybe a loss of loved one. Maybe a loss of job. Maybe, I don't know. The story and list can go on. Amen. But with an understanding, amen, that this storm came and it approached them because they did not take the wise counsel that was given to them by the man of God. Amen. We often think, well, he's just against me. He has something against me personally. I'm going to tell you, when God speaks to the man of God, God is a personal God. He is a personal Savior. He deals personally with you, me, and me, you and me. Amen. When he speaks, amen, he doesn't just blow air in the wind, but he has a cause, amen, and a purpose, amen, to bring you into subjection to his perfect divine will. Hallelujah. Paul, amen, had an understanding who he was, but he also knew who his God was. No doubt in my mind, Brother Myers knows who he is this morning. He's been placed here by God, but I know he also knows, amen, who it is that sent him, who it is that has helped him, who it is that speaks to him on behalf of this congregation. Amen. Doesn't get ahead of God, doesn't get behind God, but he stays in tune and in step with God. Amen. And we need to be very careful, amen, to go against the man of God. Oh, but to stand beside the man and say, you know what? He's the pastor and he's my pastor. Amen. He preaches right. He lives truth. Amen. God uses him in a mighty special way. Why? Because he is a man under subjection that God counted worthy and God counted faithful. I'm going to tell you, church, it's not easy to put your shoes in the shoes of a man of God. Amen. God chooses. God calls. And thank God for his choosing and his calling today. Amen. Here we find Paul. Amen. On this ship. Amen. Let me tell you, church, the man of God will suffer, amen, because of disobedience to the wise counsel that is given unto the body. Amen. In this story, amen, in Paul's writing, the ship, amen's being battered and torn, amen, because of rebellion, because of unbelief, disbelief on the part of Paul. Amen. Let me tell you, church, when God speaks and God admonishes and God brings to our attention, it's not for us to turn back and give a deaf ear, but it's to say, yea, Lord, I hear you. Amen. I will receive your word. Great harm, great damage, great things was going to come against this people. Amen. If they went the direction that they were going in, and surely because of their disbelief, amen, the storm is now approaching a great tempest. The ship is being battered. Amen. The storm is, amen, they go to straight sail. They're driven to tempest. I mean to tell you, church, amen, it doesn't have to be that way within the body of Christ. When we take heed to wise counsel, the man of God looks up and says, oh God, here it is. Here's the vision you've given me. Here's the mission that you gave me. Here's the purpose of the church. Now help me lead my people. Amen. Let me lead that congregation. And when we get behind the man of God, it doesn't matter what storm you may go through. It's not coming because of rebellion or disobedience. It may come because you are a child of God and the devil hates your soul. But there's a man of God that says, hey, though storm may come and winds may blow, amen, oh, there may might be trouble around us. Man of God, stand sure on the Word of God. And He knows what's been placed in His heart. Amen. And God brings about in a congregation the very will of His soul. Hallelujah. And so, Paul, in this admonishing, in this wise counsel, in the middle of a storm, amen, Paul disappears. Thank God, the man of God has enough sense not to hit heads, but just disappear in a prayer closet and get the mind of God again. Oh, hallelujah. Paul could have just jumped right up in the middle of it all and said, look here, I told you, you didn't listen to me. The trouble's because of you and not because of me. That's not what he did. He found himself in a lower part of the ship. Amen. He found himself talking to God. I'm telling you, church, a man of God, amen, when he's faced opposition, when he's faced things he feels like it's out of his control, he knows where to go. Amen, Sister Myers, you've been there. You've been in that prayer closet. You've been behind the man of God. I'm telling you, church, it takes a man and woman of God like this couple to weather storms that they've been through. I'm going to tell you right here today, some people will never last in some things that they've gone through. But because of faithfulness and a heart after God, amen, all things were rough and tough at times, but victory has come. There's excitement in the air. He said it today. It's been a fresh breath and a fresh relief. Amen. What God's doing among you. Hallelujah. Paul, instead, he finds himself, amen, talking to God. Amen. So the man of God listened to God. He pronounced and spoke the wise counsel. Amen. Now troubles come. Now conflict is approaching. The loss of lives is possible. Amen. But let me tell you the word of God. After that third day, they begin to cast over the tackling of the ships. Amen. The ship in the verse number 20 says, and when the neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, and no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. Amen. Let me tell you, they lost their navigational system. They went by the moon, the stars. They traveled. They didn't have a GPS like we do. Amen. But they would look at the sun, and the sun didn't shine for many days. There was no moon. There was no stars. I'm telling you, church, God places a man of God right on a ship of your life where it seems like there is no sun. There is no stars, and you lost your way. But thank God. Amen. God speaks, and He uses the pastor. Amen. Directs you in the right direction. When you feel like you've lost your way, you don't know where to turn. Amen. God speaks to the man of God, and your way is in found. Hallelujah. In the middle of it all, in the middle of this storm, the ship is battered and torn. Can you imagine the fear that's upon the people's hearts? Amen. And then there's possibly some on board that says, we should have listened to Paul. The Word of God doesn't say that, but there's possibly some of those prisoners and other people, you know, after this trouble's come, we should have listened to the man of God. Amen. Oh, church, hear me this morning. It's not always what we want to hear that comes out of those lips, but it's what God speaks to us through the man of God. When we go astray, when we take a wrong turn, thank God for a pastor that'll reach out and say, hey, come back this way. Amen. Turn around. Amen. Thank God there's somebody, and He's placed in charge of the church, an under shepherd that cares for the flock of God and will not allow us to perish. Hallelujah. Paul is now, amen, in the middle of all this. Amen. The dark days have come. hopeless days are approaching. They haven't ate anything. Amen. The Bible declares that in the 14th day they've been fasting. The fast began before they left. Amen. They're probably, amen, mighty hungry. Find that sail with the ropes pulling and letting go. Trying to keep sail. Anybody here ever been there when it felt like you pulled the rope for the last time and the ship's not going to sail? But then steps up the man of God. Hallelujah. Then steps up the one that's been in the prayer closet. Amen. Then steps up the one that says, hey, I've heard from God. Amen. You might have thought I didn't care. You might have thought I was just standing back. But God speaks and the word comes forth and hope is delivered. Hallelujah. Listen, after long abstinence, I don't know how long Paul was gone, but I can guarantee you sometimes it takes longer than 5 minutes to get a prayer through. Sometimes it takes hours. Amen. Sometimes you go to pray and you don't feel nothing, don't hear nothing. You get up and go your merry way. But that spirit of prayer grabs your heart again. You got to get back in there and start praying. It doesn't matter how many times you go to God. You go until you get through. You go until you get an answer. You go until you get a direction. It's not handed out on a silver platter. It's not given in an envelope. It's given on your face before God. A direction for you and I. Hallelujah. Long abstinence. He's gone. Bible said, many days, no sun, no stars, no small tempest. Guess what? It didn't let up any. It didn't get no better. These things were getting worse. Why? Because they're about now to throw people over. We've got a light in this load. And that's the last thing the ship ever needs to do, is throw people overboard. Get rid of people. No, sir. Don't get rid of people. Hey, man, hear the man of God. Let the man of God lead us. Let him guide us in all truth according to the word of God. He's gone for an absence, a long absence. He stood forth in the midst of them and said, sirs, ye should have hearkened unto me. There's a little bit of wise counsel and a little bit of rebuke mixed in here together. And not loose from Crete and have gained this harm and loss. But now he says, I exhort you again. I come before you again. I exhort you to be of good cheer. Amen. I'm here to encourage you. You messed up, but I'm not here to knock you down. I'm here to make sure you get back up. I'm here to make sure you know in what direction you're heading in. Amen. That's the man of God. Amen. A wise counsel, a little rebuke, but love comes forth. And love is ministry. It's a church. Be of good cheer. Things may not look so good at times, but be of good cheer. Amen. There shall be no loss of any man's life. I'm going to tell you, church, when God steps up and he delivers the word of God to the man of God, nobody will be lost. I imagine those men begin to listen by now. I imagine their ears are perked up. But they begin to go further. He says to them, nobody's on this ship that light. Nobody's going to be lost. But of the ship. He said, for there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve. I know you serve the I am. I know you serve the living God. And Paul said, I am. I'm a servant him. And he sent forth a message unto me. Amen. Here we find the encouragement, the safety of the passengers. Amen. Let me tell you, church, every one of you is a passenger on this ship. Amen. God's just sailing the ship, but he's placed somebody at the stern. Amen. He's placed somebody. Amen. That knows there's a rock ahead. Amen. There's a glacier ahead. head. There's a storm approaching. I'm telling you, church, I know Brother Myers well enough. He's not an internet browsing preacher. I know he'll search the Word of God. I know he'll pray. I've heard him preach. I've heard him on the internet. Pull up his page. Heard him preach. He didn't come from T.D. Jakes. He didn't come from nobody else. But it came from the man of God, from the power of God, unto a church. And no matter what you're going through, no matter what trial you're facing today, give an ear to hear the man of God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. He said, there stood by me this night a ministering angel. I ain't never seen one, brother, but I know they've been there. Hallelujah, in the midnight hour. Brother Richardson, I know they've been there. Amen, when it seemed like all hope is gone. Amen, when it feels like just quit. Amen, I thought one time, you know what, I'm tired of living this faith life. Every time you turn around, you're living by faith. Amen, 12 years I've lived by faith. Amen, thought came to my mind, you're just tired of it. I rebuked that thought very quickly. Amen. Because I know who called me. I know who has kept me. And there's been some of those ministering angels that's come by. Even Jesus Christ himself in the Garden of Gethsemane had some ministering angels come by and minister to him. It's okay. Sometimes the man of God needs some ministering. It may not come from the congregation, but I guarantee you it'll come by some source that God's appointed to bring the man of God further and do greater things in his life. Here he is. He's heard the voice of God through a ministering angel. Amen. And these are the words saying, fear not, Paul. I've heard those words before. Thou must be brought before Caesar. I have a mission for you accomplished. He didn't say, Brother Myers, how many souls are going to be saved in your ministry in this church? But he said, I've got a vision and a mission to accomplish in this church, in this community. God never shows the highlights of anything. Amen. Before he sends somebody to ministry. Amen. Oh, amen. He never shows the end results because he doesn't want the man to be lifted up. But he always sends with confirmation that the one that he sends will be obedient. The one that he sends will be faithful to the mission. No matter how hard it seems, no matter how rough it gets, no matter how many don't take heed to the word of God. Amen. But there is those that sit by hearing what you have to say. But I imagine about this time, everybody has let go of a rope and they've turned around to Paul. Everybody listen to Paul now. He's got something to say. Amen. He's already told us he's sitting loose. But now where we are, we're in trouble. But listen here. He says, sirs, be of good cheer. Amen. Verse number 24, halfway through, oh Lord, God have given thee all them that sail with thee. Amen. God's given everybody in this building, amen, besides me and my family, as far as I know, in this church, amen, part of this church, amen. He's saying, sirs, God has given all of you to me. If you're on board, you're giving to this pastor. If you're part of this church, you've been given to the man of God. Amen. No, the man of God ain't going to tell you, bless God, do this or that. But the man of God's going to hear from God. He's going to deliver the message. Amen. If God did not count this man faithful, he would not put you in his charge. Amen. But now I know this is his watch. This is his hour. And I know that God will bring about, through the man of God, the things sought possible in this church that some of you may have thought it'll never happen. It'll never get out of 7, 8, other night, but look at it today. Look what God can do when people come together like you and support the man of God. And the man of God says, I will follow God. Church, follow me as I follow Christ. Hallelujah. They were not ready to follow Paul. They were unsure about Paul. Paul's another prisoner. I'm going to tell you, this man right here is not a prisoner this morning. Amen. He's a man of God. He said, all them that sail with thee, I'm giving them all to you. God's done that. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer. For I believe God. Say it.
I believe God. I believe God.
If he didn't believe God, he wouldn't be here. Amen. He wouldn't have fought so long and hard throughout the ministry. Amen. He'd have never made it to Grace Street. He'd have gave his hands up. Amen. When they walked out of the church with a pulpit in their hand. I'm telling you, he held faithful. And faithful, God see them. And he said, I'm placing you in Grace Street because I know your faith. And I know you believe me. And I know you can handle whatever may come your way. Paul said, I believe God, and that it should be even as it was told me. If you ever get a word from God, you hold on to that word. Nobody comes by and knocks that off of you. Tries to get you to believe something different. I've heard from God. Anybody ever heard that God's going to heal you? And somebody else come along and say, oh, God ain't going to do it. You hold on to that truth. Amen. Paul said, for I am persuaded that God is able to perform every one of those promises that he said unto us. I mean, to tell you, church, even when God speaks, there's a promise given. And most of the time, even somebody comes along and says, don't believe that. Even the devil comes by and says, God doesn't do that anymore. But look around you what God is doing. Look what he's doing in this church. Amen. Thank God for a pastor and a family and a church that'll stand together. Hallelujah. I believe God, and it shall be even as it's told to me. Howbeit, we must cast upon a certain island. God then spoke to him. Amen. You're going to a certain place. Amen. They fought in verse number 33. They've been eating, not eating for 14 days. They've tarried, continued fasting, having nothing. Amen. The journey gets long when you hadn't ate, folks. The journey gets tiring when you hadn't eaten anything. But sometimes the work of God is so planted in your heart that nothing else matters to you. I'll stay in your presence, God. I'll fight with everything within me. Sometimes you felt like those that fasted for 14 days. Amen. The journey has got long. Amen. You've been fighting that storm. Where's the sun? Where's the stars? But don't forget, there's a man of God on board. Amen. Don't forget, no matter how weary you get, amen, you can put your trust in God. Amen. You can have confidence in the man of God. And it's not going to cause any harm, but bring about the work of God. So they sounded, they went thither, sounded. He's telling them, wherefore I pray to you in verse 34, take some meat, for this is for your health. Man of God knows, pastor knows what his people's going through. He feels, and I believe this pastor is one of those that feels your hurts. Feel when you're hurting, he's hurting. Amen. I believe that all my heart. I believe he's so sensitive to the Spirit of God, amen, that before you even tell him what's going on, he already feels something's going on. A true man of God will do that. And I feel like this morning in this past appreciation, I'm not through. I'm going to be closing here momentarily. And just, I'm not going to tell you when I'm going to close, but amen, when God's through with me, I'll close. Amen, but I understand here when Paul was on this ship, You know, and I begin to ask God this morning. I said, God, how in the world, what in the world do you want me to preach on Paul in this storm on a past appreciation day? Amen. Let me turn over to Jeremiah and preach about the shepherd. And David, about the shepherd. And the good shepherd and under shepherd and all this, and preach on the shepherd. God began to direct me this morning. Amen. Concerning the times that we're living in. And there's so many that's been so messed up by so many men and women on TBN and everywhere else that they don't know who to believe. They don't know what to believe. You know, we got one out here saying, stay on board. Somebody out here saying, jump ship. Somebody out here saying, send me $500 and I'll send you a bottle of holy water. All this, we don't need that. What we need is the Word of God. In this hour, the times of adversity is upon us. And we need somebody like this man and woman that will stand in this pulpit and stay with this church and say, church, I've heard from God. I've heard His voice. Amen. Things are not going good around us. It's tough times. But I believe God. I know He's going to bring you through. That's what we need, not somebody giving false hope today. They already understand that Paul wasn't given false hope from the beginning. He was given wise counsel. We shouldn't leave this place. How many times we want to get ahead of God? We want to do something. We're on fire. And the man of God says, just hang on. Just hang on. Let's get the mind of God with this. Why? Because I've seen too many, amen, step out in ministry. Amen. I said, I'm going to evangelize. And they went and got them a truck and trailer. And it wasn't 3 months later, they fell flat on their face backslid and ain't in church today. Because the wise counsel the pastor gave us, hang on. Amen. Just hold on. God's called you. He's got a work upon your life. But the time ain't right. Amen. We don't want to hear those words. We're ready, full of zeal. And the man of God says, just hang on. We get upset at the man of God because he says, hang on. I guarantee you the time will always be right when the man of God speaks. When the pastor is heard. Amen. Amen. I understand this morning here, Paul, in this situation. He's got their attention. Amen. They're hungry. They're tired. You know, they have nothing. The Bible says, I pray you take some meat, for this is for your health. He said, I'm caring for my people. Paul said that God done gave all these on board to me. Amen. So I gotta watch after him. Paul didn't plant a church on that ship, but he sure was pastoring a people on that ship through the wise counsel that God gave to him. And he said, you all have been given to me by God, and it's time for you to eat something. It's time for you to get your chin out of your chest, pick your head up, and God is the lifter up of your head. And know this thing's about over. This thing's coming to an end. Amen. I heard from God. Paul told him. Amen. And so, back in verse number 31, he told the centurion and to the soldiers, except these abide in the ship, you cannot be saved. They began to cut ropes and they done all these things and they eaten now. He told them to eat. They took bread, gave thanks to God, presence of them all. And when he had broken, he began to eat. Then they were all of good cheer. And they also took some meat. And when we, and all in the ship, 216 souls. And when they had all eaten enough, they lightened the ship and cast out the wheat into the sea. The journey is about over, folks. Amen. Paul's approaching the promise. And when it was day, they ain't seen no daylight in many days. I'm telling you that much. Been no sun, no stars. Lost their navigation system altogether. Didn't know where they was at in the middle of that sea. But I'm telling you, son, sometimes, folks, when you don't know where you're at, the man of God does. Sometimes you've lost your way. And the man of God knows exactly where you're going. And I'm telling you this morning, church, continue doing what you're doing. Get behind the man of God. Support him with your prayers. Support his family with your prayers. Amen. I'm telling you what does a pastor good for somebody to come by. Just tell him, I'm praying for you, pastor. How do you know that? I pastored, amen, long enough I ought to know that when those words come, it does an encouragement to you. Amen, because half the time nobody in the congregation knows what you're going through. Amen. Let me tell you something, he's just as human as you are. He bleeds when he gets cut just like you bleed. He hurts. He has pain. Amen. But I'm telling you, son, folks, God's placed them here for a reason, for a purpose. Amen. To make sure the ship sails on. Make sure there's no loss and no harm. And make sure everybody gets safely on the beautiful land. Hallelujah. Thank be to God. Amen. And when it was day, they knew not the land. Didn't know where they was at. But they discovered a certain creek and a shore in which they were minded, if it were possible, to thrust in the ship. And when they had taken up the anchors, they committed themselves into the sea and loaded and loosed the rudder bands and hoisted up the mainsail to the wind and made toward shore. And falling to a place where two seas met, they ran the ship aground. And the fore part stuck fast and remained unmovable, but the hinder part was broken with the violence of the waves. Here they are in a place where two ways meet. Kind of reminds me of Jesus telling the disciples, go down to the village and there's going to be a young colt tied there. Never been rode on before. Amen. You're going to leave. And the Bible said they came to a place where two ways met. I'm going to tell you something. Jesus always gives the right direction. Amen. They didn't take the wrong road, folks. They took the right road because of wise counsel. The man of God knows which ways to go. The wise counsel comes from God. Two ways, and there's no confusion. He knows which way to go. The soldier's counsel was to kill the prisoners. But that wasn't Paul's counsel, was it? Just get rid of them. Oh no, we can't get rid of nobody. Amen. Lest any of them should swim out and escape. We got to hold on to these prisoners. The centurion, willing to save Paul, kept them from their purpose. Commanded that they which would swim should cast them first, themselves first into the sea and get to land. And the rest, some on boards and some on broken pieces of the ship. And so it came to pass that they escaped all safe to land. Whether you can swim good this morning or whether you're on a board, you're going to make it safe to the land if you'll follow the man of God. If you'll take heed to the pastor. Amen. I encourage you and I admonish you this morning. Amen. Stand strong. Pull together. Amen. Work for Christ in this last day. Amen. Give an ear to hear to what God speaks to you personally and what He speaks to you corporately through the man of God. Amen. I'm coming to a close. I don't know who's going to come to the piano, but I want to give an altar call. Amen. This morning, I'm thankful for men like Brother Myers. I'm really thankful. Because, church, I preached a lot of revivals in different places. Amen. And they didn't have the heart that this man has and his family. Amen. I've heard a lot of things. I've seen a lot of things. But I can tell you, church, he will be faithful because God counted him faithful. And as Paul admonished them, what the man of God ever admonishes you with, don't just take it for a grain of salt. Don't just take it, throw it out so that's just him speaking and it goes in the wind. But you know, when the word is delivered from the man of God, it's come from God to you. For your safety, for your protection, for your health spiritually, for your growth. You growing continually in God. Your heads are bowed this morning. Your eyes are closed, Father in heaven today. God, I give this service to you earlier this morning. And I pray this day, God, for this altar service. And God, I know to me the altar service is the most important part of any service. And I have prayed that you would anoint this altar service.
And I pray, dear God, that You would reach forth Your hand today. And as we have this opportunity to pray, have this opportunity, dear God, to give an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord would say unto the church. Not lifting up a man, but lifting up Your man because of his faithfulness, but in return lifting You up, not putting our pastor on a pedestal to overview God, but God, he is appreciative. This congregation has been appreciative of his labor of love that Your word said will not be forgotten, will not be in vain. And I pray for this congregation this morning. I pray, Father, today, if there be any among us, dear God, that's on that ship of life. And God, it's...